It's truly an incredible gathering of people, a wonderful day to celebrate one of the gifts of God, a sacrament, First Communion. So I know that this is a small group of like 55, I think is the right number, of First Communicants. And I thought to give everybody a chance that I created 55 questions. So we're going to just have a little test today. Is that okay with everybody? I do have my little cheat sheet today, all right? So we're going to kind of have a little reflection together. So one of the first things I want to ask the kids is just for a moment, can you really tell me why is today special? What's one of the reasons why it's special? Because you're receiving Jesus. Great response. What's another possibility? Because you're going to receive the body of Christ. Excellent. What about another possible answer? Because you're receiving also the precious blood of Jesus, huh? This day is special because of those things that you just mentioned and shared, that you get to receive Jesus for the first time. Now, just for a moment before we think about Jesus actually receiving him, I want to ask you for a question or for a moment to think about, who is Jesus, though, for you on this very day? Who is Jesus for you? What's another name that we might call Jesus? What's the possibility? Say it again. He's God's son. All right, we got one good response. What's another possibility? Who is Jesus? Anybody else? Oh, we got a good hand up here. Who else is Jesus? The body and blood of Jesus. Okay, we got that response. Any other possibilities? The Savior, great word. Anybody else? Right back here. Say it again. The Messiah, great response. Anything else? How about on the side pew? Anybody else back here? We got to make sure they're paying attention. Uh-oh, Father's coming off to the side aisle here. Who else is Jesus, do you think? Does Jesus ever teach us, First Communicants? Does Jesus ever teach us, First Communicants? You want to say yes or no? I didn't hear you. I didn't hear you. Yes, so Jesus is a teacher, huh? As the Son of God. We also know that he's the Word incarnate, huh? He's also the Good Shepherd, huh? He's one who gives us life and teaches us about life, huh? We might say that Jesus also was the suffering servant who died on the cross, huh? And to think that he's also risen Lord, because we just heard that in the gospel today. Jesus coming back to life and revealing himself that we can have life, huh? Now, before we talk more about Eucharist, I think you can answer this question a little bit easier. Can you tell me what's your favorite food? We're going to go down this side aisle. What's your favorite food? Liver? Macaroni and cheese. All right. What's another possibility? She likes salmon. Healthy. What's your favorite food? Chicken nuggets. Chicken nuggets. All right. Pizza. Do you have a favorite food, sweetie? You're going to be quiet. All right. That's okay. Favorite food? Spaghetti. All right. Favorite food? Hot dogs. Bacon and eggs. I don't know if your doctor would like that, but it is good food. All right. We'll give a couple more chances. Some good food. Somebody hasn't mentioned one of my good foods yet. What's another possibility? Macaroni pizza. Oh, pepperoni. I'm sorry. Eggs. Mac and cheese, all right. You can think about sweet things. Do you have any sweet things you like? I mean, I'm thinking of First Communion. I'm thinking of chocolate cake, ice cream. Those are just a few things. I'm sorry, but we're not going to get those right now, okay? You may have to wait. What's another couple possibilities of favorite foods? Say it again. A meat and cheese plate, all right. Mac and cheese seems to be a popular response. Say it again. French fries. All right. Now we're getting there. Nobody mentioned a big hamburger flowing with cheese, huh? Or a steak, huh? A couple more responses. Chinese and? Goldfish crackers. All right. So some good responses. Now I have to ask you, are all those foods really healthy? If we're honest, some not, some yes, huh? Do you think Jesus as the holy food is healthy? He is. He's not only the holy food, but he's this incredible source of nourishment for body and soul, huh? And so today, on this special day of your first communion, you get to share and receive him, that he can strengthen you to grow as a disciple. Now, one other little test I have, or one other question I should say is, can you think of also, in the gospel today, we heard Jesus come, and who was the person that was not with the other disciples? And he said, I'm not going to believe that Jesus came back to life until I can touch him with my hand. Do you remember who was the person that was missing? Who was the person that was missing? Say it again. Thomas. Good response. Huh? Thomas wasn't there, and so he was maybe gone. Now, in my earlier masses this morning, I asked people to think about that. Where was he? You know, to say that his best friend Jesus had been put to death, that maybe he was not only crying and kind of sharing in great sorrow, but he was by himself. And I also said, I don't think, but there could have been a slight possibility he was playing golf, but I don't think he was. Or that he was at the circus, but he was not. Huh? But he was kind of in that sense of sadness, knowing his best friend Jesus had been put to death, and they didn't know what was going to happen. Huh? But the other 12, the other 10 are together, and they're kind of helping one another sort through this incredible challenge of Jesus dying. And then Jesus appears and offers a great gift also, peace, which means to be at ease, but also to say, let your worries and concerns kind of dissipate. Let them be soothed, huh? And then he reveals Thomas the second time. He says, Thomas, come here. And then Thomas sees Jesus. Jesus even invites him to touch him, but he already knows that Jesus is real, that he's truly God's son, and he doesn't need the touch, but he says an incredible profession of faith. He says, my Lord and my God. And so that reminds us that as we come into prayer sometimes, God also invites us to not only make a profession of faith, but sometimes know that Jesus wants us to seek him out. And some examples of seeking him out, because he is one, as God's son, who offers us great gifts, including the Eucharist. But he wants us to believe, he wants us to follow, and he, most of all, he wants us to love and to live as he taught. And the gift of the Eucharist can sometimes help us do that. Okay? So today is an incredible day. Now the last question I have, mindful that Thomas was one who wasn't there, but he reminds us, or his example reminds us, that sometimes when we're alone or we think we don't need to come together and pray, that our faith then can become weaker. But when we're together, our faith becomes stronger because we believe that God is not only here to nourish us, but sometimes to help us even overcome our doubts, our fears, our confusion, and our struggles in life, huh? And so it's a wonderful opportunity to celebrate First Communion on this Sunday, Divine Mercy Sunday, because Jesus revealed also compassion and mercy to Thomas when he said, I'm not going to believe until I see Jesus. Now, all of us don't see Jesus like the apostles did, huh? But the gospel said we are blessed because we believe, even though we can't see like they did. And Jesus wants to strengthen us with God's grace and love so that we can only believe today that we receive Jesus, but that he's with us on the journey. And he wants us to become holy people, disciples who love, serve, and seek and even help his kingdom prosper. Okay, I just about talked enough. I have one last thing I want to share with you. I was telling many of the youngsters, let me see if they remember, did Father visit your classroom this last week, second graders? Did I? Did I take a nap in your classroom? Okay, we talked about a couple things. We talked about one of the important words, the A word, remember that? We practiced that. That's the word amen, by the way, all right? Just a good word. But I want to talk about another A word that my pastor taught me, and I was telling them that it happened 52 years ago when I made my first communion, okay? And it has to deal with this little table right here. This is called the altar, right? Am I right? So I want to use the acronym for the word altar to also help us remember that every time we come to Mass and celebrate the Eucharist, that Jesus wants us to not only come to the table like your mom and dad says, come to dinner, that he invites us, but the reasons why. And so we think of the word A, and A is not only for amen, but the word A is for that we come before God to adore God. And it means that God is really number one in our lives. And then we think about the L. Jesus taught us about the kingdom, but most of all, he taught us about the gift of God's love and how we're called to also love. And then we think about the T right in the middle. Even the cross gives us a T, huh? It's also about offering God thanks, because he does so many wondrous things and gives us tremendous gifts and shares himself with us. And then to know that sometimes, even in our prayer, when we come before God, some of you mentioned you like certain foods, and sometimes I bet you have to ask for those foods, especially treats, huh? So to say that when we come before God in prayer, we also can ask God because we believe. And then lastly, the R is that we receive the goodness and the gifts of God. And today is your day to celebrate really the fullness of the altar, to adore, love, thank, ask, and receive God's goodness. We think of the psalm response sung so wonderfully today by our wonderful singer. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, his love is everlasting. I mean, that's the summation of what God offers us today. To praise him and to know that his love is everlasting, and the Eucharist reminds us of that every time we come, not just today, but for the rest of your lives, to share in the gift of Jesus, who offers you the path to life.